Good evening. My name is Leanne Mulder, and I am a resident of Holderness. The Northern Pass is an emotional topic for me, but my comments include only facts and will specifically detail the irony with which the Northern Pass executives have operated over these past 3 years. For example, on page 69 of the Northern Pass Transmission's amended application, one of the reasons that is cited for not burying the Northern Pass in their own rights of way is because many of the easements they have negotiated do not provide for the construction of underground facilities. Yet, these same Northern Pass executives think nothing of announcing a new route in the North Country, which includes the burial of 7.5 miles, which they do not own, never discussed using with the landowners, nor do they even have a valid easement. After 3 years of trying to promote a project through millions spent on glossy mailing, slick marketing campaigns, and lobbyists, the project is no further along than it was 3 years ago. That is, a proposal with an incomplete route. However, the Northern Pass executives refused to spend the estimated $1 million to actually study the burial option. In comparison, the Northeast Utilities financial statements reflect $70.7 million expended on Northern Pass from 2010 through 2012, and another $45 million projected to be spent on Northern Pass for the year 2013. Moreover, Presidential Executive Order 13604, dated March 22, 2012, directs for improving the performance of federal permitting and review of infrastructure projects and specifically discusses issues such as pre-application procedures, early collaboration with other agencies, project sponsors, and affected stakeholders, as well as coordination with state, local, and tribal governments. By contrast, Northern Pass executives slowly leaked information concerning the rollout of their project, and when questions were asked of them they did not like, they failed to respond. For 3 years, this ill-conceived project has been a how not to introduce an electrical transmission project. The implementation of the Northern Pass directly contrasts with accepted DOE procedures relative to engaging the public early on and involving them in citing the project and gaining acceptance in an effort to expedite approvals and not get mired in delays. I respectfully urge the DOE to tell the Northern Pass executives to withdraw their latest amended application, go back to the drawing board, spend the $1 million to seek real alternatives such as burying the entire 180 miles and get it right. This is about more than a for-profit, not needed for system reliability project or one individual's viewshed. Rather, it is about the legacy we will leave for future generations. Will we ruin the beauty of 180 miles of the Granite State, including the pristine beauty of the White Mountain National Forest, by using antiquated technology, or will we get it right? Please just stop the bleeding.